WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's absolutely essential for navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Emotional mastery. Now, I know what you're thinking sounds a little intense, right? But trust me, it's not about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about harnessing your inner power, understanding those feelings, and using them to fuel your goals, not derail you. Think of it like this. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? You know, the kind where you spill coffee on yourself, miss a buzz, and accidentally send that embarrassing email to your boss? We've all been there. But instead of letting those setbacks completely throw you off, what if you could channel that frustration into motivation? What if you could use that initial anger as fuel to make things right? That's the power of emotional mastery. And here's the secret sauce. It all starts with understanding your strengths. You've got unique talents, skills, and perspectives that set you apart from everyone else. So how do you leverage these awesome assets to become emotionally resilient superheroes? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the superpower. First off, know yourself. I mean really know yourself. What are your passions? What makes you light up? When do you feel most confident and in control? Identifying your strengths is like discovering a hidden treasure map. It guides you towards what truly matters and empowers you to navigate challenges with more clarity. Think of it like this. If you're naturally good at problem solving, don't waste energy trying to be the life of the party. Play to your strengths. Second, practice self-awareness. This means paying attention to how your body reacts in different situations. Ever notice how your heart races when you're anxious or how your stomach clenches before a big presentation? Recognizing these physical cues is like having an early warning system for your emotions. Once you understand these signals, you can take steps to manage them effectively. Third, cultivate self-compassion. We all make mistakes, right? It's part of the human experience. But instead of beating yourself up over those slip-ups, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not failures that define you. Think of it like this. If your best friend stumbled, would you berate them or offer a helping hand? Show yourself the same compassion. Fourth, develop coping mechanisms. This is where things get really practical. When stress hits, what do? Do you scroll through social media, binge-watch TV, or maybe even resort to unhealthy habits? Instead, try incorporating healthy coping strategies into your routine. This could involve exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few deep breaths to calm your nerves. Finally, remember that emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. There will be ups and downs along the way, but don't get discouraged. Just keep showing up for yourself, learning from your experiences, and celebrating your progress. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, juggling multiple deadlines and facing a difficult client. Suddenly, frustration starts bubbling up inside. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you feel that urge to snap. But instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you remember our 5 key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself of your strengths, your ability to handle pressure, and think creatively and visualize success. You channel that frustration into focused energy, calmly addressing the client's concerns and ultimately delivering an outstanding outcome. See? Your emotional mastery in action. So, what are you waiting for? Start today by identifying one strength you can leverage to navigate a challenging situation this week. Remember, emotional mastery isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, harnessing their power, and becoming the best version of yourself. And hey, don't forget to share your experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of emotionally resilient individuals together. Catch you in the next episode. Keep striving for balance, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.